we've talked about IRA-IRA. We were talking about it yesterday, and what it did. And this is like the marker for a lot of, you know, bad immigration consequences as a result of the statutory law. The origins of the CFIR-RFI process are a direct result of these stricter enforcement and narrowing of eligibility for benefit, including asylum. So, if an immigration officer determines that somebody is inadmissible and that person indicates that their life would be in danger, that they fear persecution in their home country, the officer shall. This is not discretionary. The officer shall refer that person to an interview by an asylum officer, not a CBP officer, an asylum officer. Credible fear of persecution means that there is significant possibility, taking into account the credibility of the statements made by the respondent, by the person claiming such persecution, that is a reasonable, significant possibility, that person will be able to establish a claim for asylum. And then anyone subject to the procedures shall be detained, of course, because IRA-IRA loves detaining people. Made a lot of people rich. That they will be detained pending a final determination of whether or not that person has a credible fear of persecution, and if found not to have such fear, until they will be detained until they are removed. Which makes it, you know, lots of fun to drive 2 hours to interview your clients because they're detained the whole time. Here's a little bubble chart of how this process goes. The detained applicant who is under either expedited removal proceeding or in reinstatement proceeding expresses a fear of return to ICE or CBP. That enforcement agent shall refer that to the asylum office to schedule that person for a credible fear review, a credible fear interview, or a reasonable fear interview. The asylum officer conducts the review and either refers the case because they agree that the person has a significant possibility of establishing a case. That case is then referred to the immigration court for asylum-only proceedings, withholding-only proceedings, and the person will go forward in applying for relief before the immigration judge. If it is negative, if the person finds either the applicant is not credible or that their case is not does not legally meet the standard for asylum or withholding, then they can either be deported or they can have IJ review the determination of the asylum officer. Nowadays, there is directive as a result of matter of AB to reject certain cases made on certain grounds, specifically gang and domestic violence.
The one other thing I will say about this is that, here is where we have an uphill battle. Number one, because you might not ever interview your client until after they've already been, at least through the initial phase of the process. You might end up talking to the client when they're at the point where they're going before the judge for the credible fear review. And so when you're talking, how many of you have done asylum work here? So it's a good number of you guys, but you know that when you're dealing with someone that comes, it could be anywhere in the world, but let's just use Central America as the current example. They don't know legal terms. They don't know what persecution is. They don't know
what social group is.
Exactly. They don't know what
political
opinion is. And so these are very, very advanced legal concepts that even lawyers can't really grasp most of the time. And so when your client is telling a story they're not thinking in their head, oh, let me see if I can fit this into a PSG that will be accepted, you know, for an asylum. They're trying to tell you what happened. And there's so many factors that come into play at the point that they have either the reasonable fear or the credible fear interview, because they've probably been traveling for the last 30 days. And they've probably, you know, been through all of this trauma on their way here. And they're exhausted.
Or the interview is conducted when they have a baby on their lap, or a toddler on their lap, or a teenager in their teenager in the room, or other people in the room.
Right. So the odds are stacked against you. And then the people that are conducting the interviews, and then the judges that are doing the credible fear, the Department of Justice put out a document about a month ago. I don't know if all of you saw it, but it was like top 10 myths versus facts, or some really, it was propaganda.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
And it had all of these things about asylum, and how did you know that people who fight their asylum case are detained on an average of 30 days longer than those who don't fight their cases? And it had all of these facts, number one, that were inaccurate. And it talked about credible fear and how 98% of credible fear reviews were denied.